Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
One,
yeah,
two.
I'm super fantastic. Every day.
One, two.
Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it, if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see.
Come
it's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though.
Be patient.
Incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn. What's going on, living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family. Today is Friday, September 11, 2020. Raven 98 here, along with
Okay, good morning, TNT. You guys hear me all right? Yeah. Okay. I guess that means, yeah. But, all right, guys, it is Friday. I'm going to do something before we get started. I should have did it prior. And I didn't even ask Ray. But today is 9/11, and now I'm not even sure you guys want to do a call today, to tell you the truth, because it is 9/11. And I know things are going on around the country and meetings and everything, so but really just before we started, you know, I wanted to say blessings and think about all the people who were affected through 9/11 and their families and what was going on at the time and even today during the celebrations to be a part of that. So I wanted to make sure we recognize that to start with. And again, I don't know how many people are going to have here who are going to be here or not, because, you know, I know we all think the RV is a great part of the world, but it's not the only thing going on in the world today or in people's lives. So I wanted to say that before we got started. All right. It is Friday, and Ray did send out some information, so let's get it started. Unless, Ray, you wanted to say something.
I'm here. Nope. We're good.
All right.
Iraqi TV is stating that the economic and financial reform papers will be presented to Parliament at the end of September. Prime Minister Al-Qaidemi's visit to Kurdistan was a key factor in relations between Kurdistan and Baghdad. Those were the Thursday updates.
Okay. So, the key thing there is, again, that the reform papers would be presented by the end of the month. I think we talked about that on Wednesday, even though it was on TV on Thursday. We did mention the reform paper. We mentioned that the budget was supposed to be done at the end of the month and submitted 2019-2020. I mean, submitted, I mean, voted on. And 2021, the same is going to be submitted by the 1st of October. So we'll see if all that happens in that time frame. If it does, it's a good time frame. I need you guys to know that all the other announcements they're making, Qaidemi went to Kurdistan, they agreed on everything, it was a great meeting, they put their information out, they agreed on the borders, they agreed on 50% of the revenue, agreed to pay people their salaries. He met with some of the protesters. The key thing we want to look at is the protesters have a pamphlet that they're putting out or a piece of paper that they're posting up. Just like they did last year, they had seven main demands that they needed to be completed or, you know, all hell was going to break loose. That was last year, this very same time. So this year, they're putting out in the square five demands that they wanted completed by the first. So all hell is going to break loose. That's what they're saying anyway. They're back to the streets. It's going to start all over again. So we look at this and think, is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's a good thing, in fact, that the five demands that they're putting out are things that Al-Qaidemi is already working on. He's already having articles, already having meetings about everything else, which could easily be announced at that time. The bad thing about it is Maliki and Amiri are more behind it this year than they were last year. Al-Qaidemi looked bad. So if it doesn't get done, that's what they want to say. His government failed and the people are rallying against him. So So we'll see what happens on October the 1st, if this thing works out right or not. Okay? Which I think we're going to come out on top. I think Al Kazemi is going to come out on top because of the push he's making, because of all the other countries agreeing now, just like they did back in 2018, same thing with the business contract and to bring all your people in. Now, the banks are at the bank. Now, I mean, they're at the exchange centers, call centers, not Texas. Everybody else is still there. They're going in from 6 to 11. They're told they're going to continue that until the 15th of the month, and then everything will be reassessed if it doesn't happen by the 15th. That's what they're being told. Now, they'll reassess it. Is the 15th a good time to happen? Yes, because it's the 15th operational rates and everything that we've always known. And it's a good time to make changes in the country. Is there a possibility it won't happen in the 15th? Absolutely. Because everything that we're hearing, seeing, everything else, isn't going to be submitted until the 30th. It just keeps saying, well, I shouldn't say the 30th, but they say by the end of the month. Not on the end of the month, but by the end of the month, which could be any day between now and the end of the month, which, again, makes sense to happen so that the last quarter of the year is under the new budget. The 2021 budget is supposed to be for October, November, December. So it'll go, even though it says September, October, November, December, because it says the last 4 months of the year. So it makes sense for that part to happen right there. So we're in a good spot, guys. The banks are still excited, actually a little bit more excited for this weekend after the meetings they had yesterday, which doesn't make sense to me. So y'all know I keep it 100. I mean, I'll keep it 100, which is the truth. Today never made sense to me, and I constantly said that. Friday doesn't make sense. It's September the 11th. There is no way, no way, and no way, I don't care what Mother Nature tells you, that our government is going to let their revaluation go and for them to celebrate on the exact day that we're mourning over here in the U.S. the death of so many citizens and 9/11. That's not going to happen, never was going to happen, not even a possibility of today being the RV day. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Why would we do that? Let the rest of the world celebrate on a day that we mourn. Why would we let us have it and party tonight while the rest of the country doesn't even know what's going on, and they're mourning members of 9/11. I mean, who does that make sense to? Absolutely nobody. So I'm not even sure that it'll happen tomorrow because it's so close. Good. I look at Tuesday as a good day for it to happen, following the week, and it's over, and anything could happen from there. But that's what the bankers are being told anyway. They've been told between now and the 15th. I just didn't see it being on the 11th. And I still don't see it being today. But we're close. We're there. They are ready to go. They are still meeting. They're still bringing their people in. Got them sitting there. They're going to sit there until 11 o'clock tonight, just in case, by some wild possibility that Tony is wrong. I mean, I don't see it, though. Like I said, I might not be right, but I ain't never wrong. And that would just be wrong if that happened today. So I don't see it. Okay. But other than that, we're good. Our rates are still good. The bankers are still good. So let's get this party started, Rick.
Okay. We'll start off with a real difficult question. This is from Heartlight 2. They say, this is for caller 610 to answer unless either of you can respond. I'm curious to know what the G in G-Man means. Well, it might be because he favors Elliot Ness, but I don't know. We'll have to let him answer that when we get to him. I'm sure if he wants to explain G-Man, he will when we get there. BBP Dinar says, can you confirm that contained within the report that the reforms will be issued before the end of the month means that the revalued currency must be completed prior to that?
No, they never said that. What they said was, what are we going to do in the future with the budget, with reforms? How's it going to break down? What kind of money was going to be allocated to where? They never said we're going to have the revaluation before the white paper comes out or the reform paper. Actually, it should be just the opposite, because the reform paper tells them why they should do the RV. And again, where it's going to be allocated to. How many job allocations? How much for school? How much for reconstruction? How much for government salaries? It's just like the budget, but how are we going to do this now? Who's going to be in charge of different things like they're doing right this minute? Hold on for 1 second, Ray. So,
okay.
Okay, you guys there? So,
yes.
Nothing is saying that the RV has to happen before the paper comes out. Can it happen? Yes. And in the paper, can they now explain what they're going to do with the new rate, how much they're going to allocate? Yes. They already gave us the budget numbers, guys. $40 at all is what they set for the budget this time. $148 trillion or $168 trillion. I can't remember exactly which one it was. So now how does that break down is what they're going to look at. And they're saying we're not worried about the new job allocations, the school and all that. We're going to do that in the 2021 budget. So now the reform papers can simply be saying this is what we're going to do in the 2021 budget. They said they're going to do the 2019, 2020 budget to be completed by the end of the month. That's submitted, which they've already done, waiting to be voted on and become law by the end of the month. And the 2021 budget was just supposed to be submitted. So it's going to go through October, November, December, and before it's finalized for January. But we don't care. The new rates are already in there. They're allocating money. And it's just going to be business as usual for them if we get the new rate by the first in the 19 and 20 budget, which supposedly already is in, which is what we're waiting for, which is what the banks are waiting for, which is why they're sitting in their call centers and redemption centers waiting to go to work. All right, what's next?
Okay, Lane Fox says, while we're waiting for the global currency reset to take place, you would buy more Dawn. On your last call, you mentioned if you have large sums of currency, you would have to answer where you purchased it from by delaying your redemption. I have purchased more Dawn over the years. Now I have a suitcase full of Dawn and other currencies. What would you do in your redemption? I do have several trusts. Your opinion would be appreciated.
Well, if I got the currency legally, I'd go in there and tell them. That's what I do. I have this much. I go in there, here are my receipts, everything where I purchased it, here's my bank money. I mean, I had this much money. I mean, if you got a suitcase of money, I'm telling you, you're going to have to go through it. That's all. But it's all right. You're still going to get your rate and price and everything else. I don't think it's going to take them a month or anything else. Because I know people who have walked in with a suitcase of money so far have not been initially exchanged. They wanted to see extra documentation for that amount of money. And just be prepared. I already told you, so be prepared. Here it is. Let's go through it. So this means it may not take an hour. It may take longer, and they may tell you to come back to it. I don't know. I just know you're not going to go through as fast as everybody else. All right. What's next?
Okay, that was it for the questions on the board. And this guy must not be working today to be at the top of the list. But he might still be in his truck, though. 727 area code. Yeah,
wow. Unbelievable. Numero uno. What's the old saying? Number 14 in the program, number one in your heart. Well, I...
there you go.
That's what my mom used to say. Anyway, gosh, I can't believe it. I went through the Black Hills, which is a place between where I come from and where I'm going through to get to Tacoma, and normally it's notorious for dropping the calls there. And I made it mighty, and here I am. Well, Tony, first, I and Ray, I really appreciate you paying respects to the people that sacrificed on 9/11 and the families that survived. And that, I think, is a really, we should never forget. And I think that that's the thing that why every year it'll be important for us to make sure that the young people that weren't around then will learn about it and hear about it and hear the courage that those people had to come up with when it came to knowing that they were going to fly a plane right into the ground, but that they were going to prevent it from flying into something that would be a target. And I think that that really is one of the greatest signs of the sacrifice they were willing to make for our country. And that, I think, is huge. So I really appreciate you paying your respects and for us to pay our respects for this, because it's a big deal. And it's been a while, but it's still a big deal. So thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me say something else before we get started.
Yeah.
Because I don't want this to be political, but anyway, hopefully it's not. But what's going on in our country today, because I just got to get this part out, guys, and I see it, and being a veteran myself, I see it. During 9/11, we had so much unity in this country going through that, even prior to it and going up to it. But every time you see it, you see our first responders. You see people who came out as heroes out of that. You see what it took for us to get even through not just that day, but the months after that. We all did it as one, as United States of America. And we made great strides and changes. And I'm hoping that we can get back to that versus where we are today. And I'm hoping we can do that, you know, especially after the RV, when us, Denarians, have an opportunity to contribute to that and make changes and bring us back to what we should be. So I've thought about that. I think about it often. I think about what, you know, our day of giving is going to look like, but also our life of giving after that and things that we strive to do, because we're benefiting from that. We are the direct beneficiaries from 9/11, guys. We are. Because that's where this whole thing got started. Now, go back through the history, and I can tell you why 9/11 happened, but believe me, we are the beneficiaries of 9/11. and we should be paying it forward forever. So anyway, all right, let's go into your question. Sorry.
Amen to that, Tony. I think that's exactly right. That is exactly right. And that's another thing to never forget, that why we as Denarians, as TNTers, as I like to say on the board, that we have we got a responsibility to take care of others as much or more than we have a responsibility to take care of ourselves. So I think that, and as far as the unification of our country, you know, there have been times, and you lived through it too, because you're old enough to live through that, but when our country seemed like it was going to split in half over the Vietnam War, and there were terrible riots, and there were the people that were shot at Kent State, and I mean, the list goes on and on about, this is not our first time in the separation state, and I think that it may be worse than any previous time, but it's not the first time. And so I want to see us be able to understand and to appreciate and realize what really is the most important thing about our country, and that is that we as Americans can appreciate what it means to be able to survive and have it better than when we were before. And so I think that is the point that I'd like to make, to tack on to what you've said, because it is important that we be able to go through these times of trial and come out better and stronger on the other side. And so amen to what you said, for sure. I guess the one thing that I'm curious about at this stage is that we've never really talked too much about if you did have a fair bit of currency. And, you know, when I was living in New Zealand, every time I came home, I brought currency with me so that I was under the limit, because I didn't want to cause any curiosity that would cause me to be able to have some confiscated or whatever. So I brought it back, but I always had receipts with it. So you're still of the mind that we need to go, if we have a reasonable amount of currency, that we go with the receipts when we go through this, to eliminate any sort of delay. Because if we've got the receipts, there shouldn't be a delay. It would equate to days worth. Do you think, when it comes to being able to go through and exchange our currency?
Well, I think if you have a reasonable amount, you don't have a problem. It's people like you who have an unreasonable amount. You might have an issue.
That's reasonable.
That's right. That's right. But no, in reality, guys, they're only going to, you know, those who they're suspicious of, who look like they shouldn't have it, you know, those kind of things. But you're coming from overseas, you got, you know, receipts for it, everything. There's not going to be an issue. What they're concerned about, and it's out there, and I know it's out there, and they know it's out there, is some bad people with a whole lot of good money, okay? And they're going to walk in there, and they're going to try to exchange it. And they're going to question where it came from, because they're going to do just what this lady did, walk in with a suitcase. I mean, you got a suitcase full of currency, and you're wearing tennis shoes with holes in them. Hold on. Something's not right here. You know, where did this come from? You know, that's all. You're not dressed apart. You don't look like it. Your bank account is empty. Then where did all this come from? And they're going to have to question that, and we know it. But if it's legitimate, I wouldn't even be worried about it. If it's not, I wouldn't walk in there with a suitcase full, that's all. That's all I can say.
Sure. Well, I got to pull into a weigh station, so this is going to be a quick goodbye. Thanks a lot, you guys, and I feel like we're brothers from a different mother, but I still think this is, we have something special that's come from this. And
all right.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
You bet.
All right.
281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you, young man, doing today?
Hey there. I am fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Well,
and yourself.
That's a blessing. It's a blessing. I am great. I am so groovy jazzy today. Trying to look jazzy.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you know how you mess with us, Mr. Ray. Sometimes you have to perk yourself up and keep it moving.
That's right.
Yeah. Tony, I have a question for you. And
yes, ma'am.
I already know Mr. Ray he's not going to answer.
Yes, ma'am.
But you may answer it. Have they gave you all a time frame, an actual date, the banks or your other sources, of when it may actually go this month without messing up your contacts or giving out something you're not supposed to? Can you let us know that?
Absolutely. I can let you know because it never happened. It's never going to happen. Nobody is going to call us a week in advance, 3 days in advance, or a day in advance and say tomorrow at 3 o'clock is the time. So be ready. Because nobody else is going to know that besides the person who's getting ready to flip their switch. Now, they will do what they have done in the past is give us a window of time. This is where we look for it to happen, somewhere in here, like they have. Between now and the 15th is what everybody's being briefed on, and that's what they're all pumped up about, and that's why they said, well, reassess it if it doesn't happen by the 15th, because that's what they're all being told. And that's why we go through what we do and say, closer to the end of the month. It looks like it
right.
should happen because everything's being submitted then by the end of the month, is what they keep saying. So I look for it by the end of the month, not by the 15th. God knows I want it to happen tomorrow, please, but definitely by the 15th. But just looking at all the pieces of the puzzle, I don't expect it to, even though it could happen. All right? But they're never going to tell us except within a couple of hours, maybe we'll get the 800 numbers, which will give us a heads up. Or we may not get the 800 numbers until 30 minutes after it actually happens, so that we can go at what time they tell us to go. But we're never going to know, not even an hour before it actually happens, are we actually going to know it's going at 12:15.
Okay.
Because if they tell
okay.
us it's going at 12:15, I guarantee you it's going at 11:15 or 10:15, because we're never going to know that.
I believe that. Okay. I did talk about when we were on the call last week, and I was telling you about how nobody was trying to get in touch with me or call me back. While we were on the call, I did let Mr. Ray know that I did get a call. I got off the call because I got a call from a banker, a private teller, and he told me he had been there some years. He hadn't heard anything, but he said two men had came in and they were looking for Dong from Chase, and they just didn't have any because they were getting theirs from another bank, and that bank was out. And I told him about what happened with me with Wells Fargo, and he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep you abreast, you keep me abreast, P periodically we'll call each other and we'll let each other know what's going on. And if I find out before you and they've done it, then I'll call you on in. And so that was good news for me. And that is in Georgia. But me and my husband have came to the conclusion if we have to go to Florida, we will, or Alabama, because that is in part of our district. I remember one time Ray said, well, will it bother you to get out your comfort? Not the exact words. Will it bother you or something like that to get out of your comfort zone and go a little further to get what you need to get? So it won't bother me if I have to go to Florida or Alabama. We came to that conclusion. But I do you believe that the prime minister is really pushing for all of this to go by the end of the month? And that's my last question, Mr. Ray.
I think he is. I think that's why he's pushing so hard. He's going to all the meetings. He's getting all the memorandums of understanding done. And he's being transparent and announcing it so that they know he's pushing for that. And now he has a hard deadline, which, remember, Sadar gave him 100 days. Show me something in 100 days or, you know, we're coming after you. Sadar is not coming after him. Even a week after that, he said, hey, I got to agree with him. He's doing what he's doing. You know, everybody's saying now they agree with him. He's having all these meetings coming out of every one of them saying we have agreements. All the countries agreeing. The businesses are ready to go back into Iraq. And now his only threat is the citizens are saying 1 October, we're done with this. We're going to go back to what it was. Even though, again, we know it's Maliki and Amiri pushing for the citizens to revolt just to cause a problem. Well, he knows he's up to a deadline now. And he has to make something happen by then. I don't care if it's submit to 2019 to 20, is to have Parliament actually vote on the election laws, which they've been discussing Tuesday and yesterday. And now they have a new session next week. But they're pushing everything right up to the final point. Absolutely. I think that's their goal, is to have it done this month.
All right, guys, I thank you for your time. Thank you for answering the questions, and hopefully we'll hear something over the weekend. If not, we're going to keep believing, and we're going to keep knowing that we're going to keep trusting and having faith that it's going to be at the end of the month, or in between now and the end of the month. You all have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, another 281, the other one.
The loud one. Oh,
no, you
need
to quit your foolishness. I am not loud. But anyway, how are you and Tony doing today, Mr. Ray?
I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
And Mr. Tony.
Well, I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, and guess what? I got my wig on, and it's sitting on straight. It's all pretty and everything. I'm ready. you weren't going to catch me off guard today.
Oh, my God.
I sure do. Now, well, I want to know, have you talked to any of your Texas sources? And if so, what are they thinking? What's in their mind? Can you share that or no?
Yeah, I can share. They know it's going to happen. They just don't know when. Telling their people that they'll get back to them and brief them when they have an update. But my personal belief is, because I know the bankers are still listening to our calls, and I know that because they tell me they are. And they even tell me that their higher-ups tell them that they are. So I know they're still listening to our calls. Along with the government people are still listening to our calls. So they know that's one of the big things that we're keying on right now. And maybe they'll just wait. Or maybe Texas is just doing its own thing. I don't know. But I put it, they're always going to be last. Like the last couple of times when it was actually going to go, they were the last ones to go in. I think they're always going to be the last ones to go in. And, again, they went in on short notice. As I tell you, they were getting off, going home, and they said, no, you're not. You're going over here. And it was at the last minute. They didn't tell them 8 o'clock that morning or 9. They didn't give them advance warning. And we knew the other banks were already sitting there. They waited till they got ready to go off. So I'm not really concerned about Texas, you know, being notified a week earlier or 3 days because I know they're going to get it the last minute. I just know it's not going to happen without them being there. That's all. And they know it too. And, you know, mm-hmm. Texans are a little more, you know, sensitive than the rest of the country because, you know, they cry easily. So the fact is they were getting a little emotional having to go in and stay in. So they had to give them a break.
I'm going to let you finish with your food. Oh my God! Now you watch yourself. Don't be doing that with Texas. We know what to do. We don't have time to sit there and twiddle our thumbs, foolishness, somebody emotional. But, all right. Well, okay then. I guess that's my only question today. Now, can you believe that? I didn't ask all my questions, so we're just waiting for this thing to happen, for them to tell us to go. So. We just have to be ready. I'm assuming that's all I know. And the budget.
That's right.
Announced. Yeah.
We have no bad news, guys. None. There's no bad news out there. We're just waiting for the go. That's all. Everything is being positive. Every meeting, every article. Rates. If there's one bad thing out there, or maybe two, I want to tell you what they are. One is simply that oil is down to $39, so it's below the 40, and could continue to drop, which puts the more pressure on them to do it now. Do it now, because you set the rate at $40, you surely can't wait for it to drop back down to 30 and say it's 40. So you have to do it at some point when it's in that range. So we look at that, and reasons why it's dropping, okay, the U.S. suddenly has an abundance of oil again. I mean, people aren't going. The pandemic is coming back. A lot of reasons. So we don't want to miss this opportune time. And because the people have not only told you what they're going to do on the 1st, but they're preparing for it. They're passing out flyers telling everybody what to do and why they're doing it. So, I mean, you got heads up. You got from now to the end of the month to do something. Or be stuck in the same situation you were last October, and we come too far, too fast to let that repeat itself again, I think. Okay?
Right. Well, I mean, in a way, to me, I feel like President Trump, just on his watch, this is only my opinion, that he would not want another president coming in and taking the credit for it, so I feel like he would probably want this done before election time just in case things doesn't go the way he think it could go by him losing or something like that, you know? So would that even put pressure on him to want to get this done as well?
Okay, let's think about that, all right? And just for a minute. Remember that President Bush wanted this. Because he said the war was over, it's done, it's going to pay for itself, and he was going to get credit for it. Didn't happen. President Obama, we thought, wanted this. He spent 8 years building this. This is his project, whether we want to look at that or not. And I know there's some gurus out there trying to give Trump credit for everything that's happening. Bush started this. Obama built this over 8 years. Solid foundation, everything else. And he thought he was handing it over to Hillary so that Clintons could get credit for it like they did Kuwait. That was the plan. It didn't happen that way. So it was supposed to happen now. So this was already built. It just, Iraq is there to fulfill the directions they were given, and this is the time that they're actually doing that. So they do have the right guy in there this time, and we can give Trump credit for that. We can give the administration credit for that because they pushed till they got this guy in there who's actually doing it. That they should definitely get credit for. It happened during their watch. But the overall project. Now, does Trump want it to happen during Europe right now? Anybody would want it to happen because of what it's going to do for the economy. But if he doesn't get voted in, he doesn't get the benefit of it. Whoever the next president is going to get the benefit of it because it's not going to happen next month. The economy in the world is not going to change in 2 months before he leaves office or before the next one takes office. All this stuff gets benefited by the next administration, and they're going to use it to make themselves look good, which is okay, even though they didn't put it all together. Neither did Clinton. It just happened while he was there. But if Trump wanted to be done, I think peace, sovereignty, that, it looks good. But the thing that we should all look at is, why did they make all the announcements they made yesterday? Why are they talking about it today? Why the reduction in the numbers in Iraq? Why the reduction in numbers in Afghanistan? Again, when we heard about it 2 weeks ago, when we know when they came to Washington, made the decisions, what the numbers were, they put it in their newspaper 2 weeks ago when we talked about it. Why is it all just coming out today, this week? Because, yes, he does want credit for that. He does want to say, I brought people back, I ended that and do it. And, okay, he should get credit for it because he's the one doing it. Nobody else did it. And that part, in fact, makes sense. Does this go with it? Yes. Because he can't say, guys, I'm taking 3,000 troops out of Iraq next week. Because they think it's going to happen by the end of the month. And that's what it says. By the end of the month. And then on the 1st of October, 5th of October, 10th of October, all the citizens hit the streets. It's a riot. And then this rolls back in. Or, you know, Iran starts shooting up the place like they've been doing to cause division. Then what he's going to look like?
Right.
Wait, he just took all the troops out. Now look what happened. So they have to make sure that doesn't happen, or it's going to be a worse effect on it. And that's what I look at, the fact that they're pushing it now to happen by the end of the month. Let's get our troops out by the end of the month. Why is everything the end of the month? Because we're about to see change. But he wanted to say it was planned. It worked and did it and take credit for it. And I wouldn't be mad at that because he's the one making that part happen. I mean, really?
Right. Right. I can honestly say he has pushed a lot of things. I mean, I can see that. So, I mean, he's made some good changes, you know, as far as this thing happening. So, hopefully we can get it done and get it over with before, you know, by the end of the month, like you said. So we'll see. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And thanks for everything you do. We'll see
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
313. Area code, you are on.
Is that me, Ray?
Yes, that's you.
Cornbread? All right. How you guys doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
Super
to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I've just been here feeding my face. I just have – my question's already been answered, but I did want to say one thing to the truck driver. I'm so glad that he said that he feels like you all are brothers by another mother. And not the same mother, because it might change the dynamic of this whole phone call, and we'd be going in a different direction, sure enough, because you all be on the line. Okay.
Okay.
With that said, Cornbread out.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Another 313 back to back.
Well, hey, Tony. Hi, Ray. How you guys doing
hey.
Today?
Fantabulous, sir.
Super
to the nth degree.
How are you?
Oh, I love it. Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree. And super fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because you guys just encourage me with just that. That just lifts my spirit every time I hear it. But I just wanted to know, did you guys get my tweet that I sent you of a video?
What video?
No.
I mean, it might be a tweet there, huh?
I sent it yesterday, and I was hoping that you received it.
Well, what was it about?
It was about the RV. It was about the this guy that had been doing a lot of, not predictions, but people. He has a lot of people that, from the top, that share information with him. And it was about so many subjects, but it was basically about the global exchange. And it was all related to Black Lives Matter, the COVID-19. He brought it all together. And I just really wanted you guys to see it. I'm going to send it again because I really want you guys to see it. And then you can allow, I don't know how you could put it out so everybody else can see it, but I really, really want you guys to see this. It is.
Wait.
It is.
I think I did see it. I mean, I didn't look at
you
it, but
did?
I think I saw the tweet. I'm looking for it right now. But anyway, yeah, just go ahead and resend it. Just retweet it. It'll come up on our line today, and I'll actually go in and try and listen to it.
Okay.
You got to remember now.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You got to remember, we got 125,000 people here, I think. Let me see. Yeah. 125,000 people. So when you tweet, it's just like, you know, Facebook. It just goes in the timeline. Oh, no. So it doesn't. Even though it comes to us,
well, you know
I don't
what
see
I can do. Instead of tweeting it, I'm gonna send it a message to Ray. That'll go directly to Ray, and then Ray can send it to you. I'm about to do it now as we speak.
Look, guys, that's my first thing whenever. You want to send me something, give me something, call to me, talk to me, or anything,
mm-hmm.
Ray? I say send it to Ray.
Okay.
Call Ray.
Okay.
if you want to make sure we see it, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just messing with Ray, y'all.
No problem. I never call Ray, but I can. This is what I'm about to do now. I'm about to send it to Ray right away.
All I have to say is one thing.
Okay.
Believe him at your own peril.
I don't understand that. That's like not believe him. Is that what you're saying?
All right.
Coming out.
Yes,
now.
Ma'am. Go ahead.
I didn't mean for it to pop in like that to make that noise, that background noise. But it's about John Mappin, going Charlie Ward. I don't know if you ever heard of those two guys.
Charlie Ward?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I actually saw the thread when you sent it. I just didn't have time to listen to it. And again, I don't know if you're on Facebook, because I'm not on Facebook, but you guys know how that works. It's a thread, and it disappears after the day and something else. So I can't find it to go back to it. But if you send it
it's
to Ray,
YouTube.
I'll take a look at it.
Okay, it's on
okay.
YouTube. Okay, I'm sending it to Ray now.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to make sure you guys had. You can share it with everyone else.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for you being you
okay.
guys.
Okay. That's
you.
It.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Okay.
707 area code. You are on.
Oh, thank you, Ray. I thought I had taken my number off. My question has been answered, and I certainly appreciate you guys being there. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks.
312 area code. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Ray Wren. How are you, sir? Good afternoon, I should say.
Hey there. All right.
And good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderfully well. Good day to be alive.
Well, I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I've been busy doing things. Y'all won't let my RV go, so I got to do other things.
Well, I'm thinking about doing it tomorrow. How about that?
That would be wonderful. Well, actually, you addressed my my inquiry in your opening statement, but I hung on just so I can say good morning to you because I hadn't talked to you in a while. And to let you know, we on Open Mic did give a remembrance to 9/11 on today for everyone to be mindful and prayerful for the people who lost people in it. So we are on the same page concerning that. Yes, sir.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I know Open Mic was talking about.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And guess what state of the United States that I'm in?
California?
Texas. No, if I was in California, I'd be knocking on your door. All righty, well, you guys have a great day. I appreciate you for all that you do, all that you share. And Ray, in case that lady who just hung up didn't know what that means when you said take Tony at your own peril, it means Ray about to cuss you out. You better quit doing what Tony said. Not cuss you out, bless you out. He about to bless you out. You better quit doing what Tony said. All right, gentlemen, make a great day, and we'll talk to you again.
All right, thank you. Okay,
thank
Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay, all righty.
I do want to do this real quick because nobody did it, but Charmaine Morehouse. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but anyway, I'm looking at Twitter. I just want to tell her happy birthday because today's her birthday. I know nobody's celebrating it with her, but happy birthday. All right, go ahead,
Liz. All right, it takes us to area code 585. You are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you guys doing?
Hey. All right.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. I just have one quick question. We will know the signs of the RV happening as soon as Iraq is on Forex. Is that correct to say?
Well, it will definitely have happened when it's there, but we'll know probably before you see it on Forex, especially over the weekend if it was to happen.
Okay, because I also purchase currency on like the online currency with one of those branches, and I receive notifications of the rates daily. So we'll know the difference, like once it, you know, I guess whatever the opening rate was supposed to be, whether it's the $3 for the dinar or the $1 and some change for the dong, we'll know, like, basically once that transfers over to us a higher rate, we can go ahead and start going to the bank, correct?
Okay. You won't see the higher rates on Forex. You'll see the international rates on Forex. The bank rates
right.
will be different.
Yep. Okay. That's all I need to know. So I'm just looking for once that happens on the online, I'll know how to play it. All right. Thank you. Appreciate
You'll
it.
You'll know. Yep. All right. Thanks, sir.
Okay. 610. You're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
So,
Ray, I just
G-Man.
Want to... Yes, Tony.
I mean, is it stands for gangster, gunner? I mean, what is G mean? Look, since they have, you know.
Well, since they asked, it's very simple. Yes, I am a fan of Elliot Ness's, and I do have friends in the Secret Service and in the U.S. Marshals Service. But in this case, G-Man stands for green. I'm always asking for the green on this call in order to keep this information superstation on the air. So I just shortened it to G-Man. Real simple.
Well, okay. All right. That's a piece of history I didn't know. All right.
There you are. There you are. All right. And
all right, thanks.
Good. I'm glad we got that straightened out. Out of respect for the day that it is, I'm going to keep the short version to my PSA on the call today. So, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I do appreciate you.
I really
you're very welcome.
Appreciate that explanation. And I want to thank the person who asked the question because I would have never known. So thank you. All right.
All right, gentlemen. Enjoy.
Okay. Take care. 217 area code. You are on.
Yes, I've got one question for today. I've got friends in Canada. If I give them this number, can they listen direct from Canada to this program?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, they dial in. They should.
Well,
and it's on the
I'm
internet, so they can get on the internet and listen anyway.
Okay, well, I don't know. For myself, I don't know. I just lucky that I was told how to get on here. And I appreciate
well,
all the
like
you've done.
Them dialing any other number to the U.S. They'll just dial the phone number and get in if they
yeah.
have a question. But, again, we're in 44 countries, I think. So people are listening on the internet all over.
Oh, well, I've learned some more today. And
okay.
I had something else that I don't remember now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
all
you,
right.
sir.
Thank you, sir.
In Canada,
oh, yeah.
will he get the 800 call at the same time we do?
Yeah, he has to do it at the same time. He wants to be on live, yeah.
Okay, either that or I'll just tell him when I get mine, I'll give him a call.
All right.
Okay.
That will
I want to thank I want to thank you for all that you guys have done. I want to thank Tony for his military, and hope that we can get the United States straightened out.
All right, sir.
God
all right,
bless
thank
you.
You.
God's blessings. Bye.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, sir.
865 area code. You're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate
hey
you doing the call and helping us connect the dots. Hi there. Several questions for you, just for clarifications and the like, that all of the exchange personnel, both at call centers and the exchange center, they are on duty tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. In Texas,
they are.
We know, is way down the list. So I just want to be sure that my notes to myself, that was correct. Okay.
Yep, they are working this weekend and
okay.
told to expect to be extremely busy from now or from Tuesday at least to the end of the month, and they canceled vacation to the end of the month. I forgot to tell you guys that.
Okay, good enough. With respect, your opening comments, you were referencing the fact of the fact that Kazemi continues to meet with the demonstrators over there, and that how fast the year goes by. Because a year ago, we were talking about the seven main points that they were complaining about and having to be addressed, and now it's five. Were all of those seven that they were demanding, were they actually all met, and these are five additional ones, or are these five still part of the seven that they can say that he's successfully concluded two of them and he's addressing the remaining five? I was just curious on that in terms of just the tenor of the demonstrators over there, if they are getting more, I guess, recognizing that at least their demands are being listened to and they aren't quite as rebellious as they were a year ago, what your sources are telling you on that.
So this is what they are. Actually, let me see. I have a picture of it because Tish sent it to me, but it's in Arabic.
And you
but
haven't learned Arabic after all this time? Huh.
No, but thank God she translates it into English for me. So she's real good at that. It says the date is 1 October 21. They want accountability for corruption and confiscation of its money. They want accountability for the killers of the demonstrators. They want confining weapons in the hands of the state, completion of the legislation of the October fair election law, and they want the date of the revolutionaries. So that is what it says. That's what they'll be protesting as of October the 1st. Those things aren't done. So he's been doing all of those so far that we can see. But what's not up there, out of those five, it doesn't say pay our salaries, because that was part of it. It doesn't say revalue the currency or economic revaluation. They're not the ones they're fighting for, because they feel they're coming anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So those are the five things.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification. And back to this side of the pond and the like, curious, when are your sources shared with you, when was the last time that they actually had attempted to activate the RV at this stage of the game?
Oh, I can't even remember when it was. We did have a date, remember I told you guys.
Yeah, I know.
2 weeks ago
and it's sort of like, well...
Yeah,
just trying to see whether or not in the last week they may have attempted it, and for whatever reason it was delayed. So I'm always curious in that respect.
No.
Well, that gentleman.
The last time,
gets all my...
I'll tell you when. No, the last time when we had Texas actually in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they were in, they actually thought it was going. That's why they brought their people in So I think that was the last time when it was actually scheduled to go.
Okay. Good enough. Well, again, appreciate your helping us connect the dots. And 10 days from whenever this all happens, we know that's been our TNT, Super Fantastic ER. And like one of the previous callers said, we like to have the emphasis also on the ER. The longer it is, the better it is. That's when our Pay It Forward project will be happening, 10 days from that date. May it be sooner rather than later. And again, thanks so much for the call, and have yourself a great day and a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 619 area code. You are on.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Good morning. Hey, Ray, Tony, thanks to CIA, she always talks about helping us connect the dots. So my question is, how many more dots do we have left to go before this thing kicks over?
Well, you know what? She likes to play connect the dots, but I actually put puzzle pieces together. And I at least think I got the top half of the puzzle done, maybe three quarters. But since I don't know where it ends, I don't know how much further I have to go.
That's not very much help, Tony. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, I got a question for you, Ray. A couple has irrevocable complex trust already. They get divorced. The person then moves on, gets another irrevocable complex trust with a second person. So now, in the first trust, they have currency assigned to that trust, and he would want to take his share and transfer it over to his new irrevocable complex trust. In that instance, is there any way to do that without creating a taxation?
No. Your question should be, is there any way to do that and not go to jail? Forget about the taxation.
It says irrevocable for a reason.
even if it was revocable, if he was not the grantor, he's one of the trustees. So the two trustees divorce. The trust is still there. They left.
Right.
So neither one of them takes anything. They don't have any rights to anything. The trust still owns all of that property. So if he comes back and tries to take some of it, that's theft.
Okay, so then what about canceling the
first trust? Who gets it?
Well, who would cancel the first trust? If it's revocable, the grantor could cancel it. Now, if the trustees shut down the trust, all of the assets in the trust go to the beneficiary.
Gotcha.
So they still don't get it. Even if they cancel it out, they don't get it. It's not theirs.
Okay. All right. That helps.
Powerful too. That's why people need to fully understand what they're doing.
That's why I'm asking. I figured you would know.
And the correct way to go about it. Because it's just like that, what do you call cheese that's not yours?
Mm-hmm.
Nacho cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Not your currency. It's going to be not your currency. It belongs to the trust. So if you divorce, see you later. Hit the road, Jack. But you don't take anything with you. That's why the trust becomes a powerful marriage counselor. Because when the two of them realize there's nothing to gain, they kind of hang around and work it out. Or at least they put up with each other, so that they can both stay employed by the same trust.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Boy, that was a big hint right there.
God, I had another question for you, too. Hey, Tony, everything that I hear and read seems like it's going to happen after January, not end of September. I know you have your thoughts and things like that, but it just doesn't seem like it will happen October 1st. These guys I respect, they put out some pretty good information. I'm just curious as to why you really believe it's going to happen, so to speak, close to the 1st. I don't put a lot of weight into what you say all the time about the banks. The banks are going to trigger this. They're just waiting for it to happen. So they've been waiting for a long, 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 long time, and nothing ever happens when they run to the bank and they're waiting at the call centers and exchange centers. So I'm looking for more for what the CBI is saying and or the Treasury is saying, or and or I think you call it the big financial warehouse guys, that they would be notified right before we were to go. To me, that would carry a lot more weight when you said, hey, they're told we're going tomorrow. I think they would know a lot more than what the banks would.
Okay.
I'd like to know your thoughts on that.
Great question, too. So, and good, because I was going to ask you what makes you think they're right, but you explained it. So let's look at this. Let's do away with the banks, guys. We don't even know what's going on at the banks. We don't know they're sitting at the exchange, the call centers. The banks haven't even given us the rates yet. So we don't know any of that. Let's just do what some people are doing and just look at Iraq. Let's go through the fact that we know they were going to do it last September because they came out and said they were. Hey, we were going to do this right at the end of September, except the riots started. The people came out in the streets, so we had to stop everything because then the government went away. We had to rebuild the government, do all that, get everything back in. That was after we had all the countries ready to come in and invest and put all this money in. After we did all that, spent years building up to that point. As soon as we got there, we did two things wrong. That was the elections in May and then not going to doing it the 1st of September instead of waiting until the 30th of September when the riots broke out. That's all based on Iraq. Let's look where we are now. We've restarted the government. We met the demands that the people wanted last October in identifying who killed the rioters and identifying corruption, and we're even naming names, freezing bank accounts, and changing the election laws so far and setting a date for early elections, which is what we needed to do in order for them to be happy, okay? And now announcing not only the 2019 budget that was supposed to come out with the rate, but we're seeing we got the 2020 done and publicly said, this is the dollar amount we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it at $40 a barrel. So we're doing everything we're supposed to do, everything you asked us to do, with the exception of actually announcing the reform itself. So we got all of the countries to come back in. We did the meetings over. They recommitted to new money and said they're ready to go. So we're going to do all of that, knowing that you're going to start rioting again on the 1st of October. We're going to risk all of that, just like the last government did, to wait till January. So that's the first thing that doesn't make any sense, because once the riots start again, the killings start again, then Amari and Maliki, then Iran get exactly what they want. That's their time to jump in, cause more chaos, have more bombs at the airport, the green zone, everything else, cause all those investors to lose their confidence in Iraq again, and the country just goes to total it. And I said it, you know, that's all. So those are the scenarios we're looking at. And I got to look and think, if I can figure this out, and I'm just Tony to the U.S., I would think our government, their government, and every other government could figure that part out and say, we need to take action. And we're building up to it, and we're telling people we're taking action. That's just on Iraq's side. It just makes good common sense. It doesn't make sense to go through a winter of riots, 90 more days, so we can wait till January. To go through even more with people with no money, with no electricity, and the fact that Corona can come back, COVID-19, because it's the winter months, and shut the oil industry down again. Why would we take that kind of chance after everything we've gone through and we're here ready to react right now? That doesn't make sense to me. Might make sense to somebody else, but that doesn't make sense to me. Now, if I take everything I just told you, and I can tell you that our government agency here is telling me we're ready to go. Not only have we printed all these $100 bills for this purpose, but we are now printing 20s and 50s like crazy. And we're printing from 8 in the morning till 10 at night so we can be ready by the end of the month for this thing to go, if not before. I mean, they're doing that for a reason. If money's being moved around the country with banks and people being put in, they're doing that for a reason. So we're not just going by what the bank is saying. We're going by what government agencies are telling us, and others are being said, this is what we're being told. So I got to look at the whole big picture and what makes sense, not just what some other gurus are saying based on a piece of information they got from one source. That makes sense?
Yeah, no, it does. It does. You mentioned in the very beginning that you said Kazemi was going to give documents to Parliament at the end of the month, expected to give it. What are those documents? Are those white papers, or what is it that they're going to give to Parliament? And I take it they have to vote on it, and then how long is that going to take, approximately?
Parliament's going to have both budgets, and that's what they said. It's going to be completed by the end of the month. They already have it. The budget was submitted to Parliament, or to the House. It goes to Parliament, they vote on it, and it's done. They're dragging it out for some reason. Like today, they did Tuesday, they did Thursday. Now it's another meeting because that's what they do until the last minute. And then they're going to vote on it. 2019-20 is going to be done. At the same time, 2021 is going to be submitted.
Okay. Because it was always seen to believe that the 2020 had the rate and that's all we needed. Now, all of a sudden, we need 2021 included in that. And pretty soon we wait much longer. They're going to say, oh, now we need 2022. And so it never ends. It's always something that they need.
And that's why I don't believe it. It was in the 2019 budget, but they never passed it. It was in the 2020 budget, but they never passed it. Now they're saying they are. And they gave us the rate, $40, $168 trillion. So we actually know what it is, so why don't you pass it? It was gone through everybody else. And you're saying the 2021 will be submitted by the end of the month. But all it's going to do is include where next year's money is going, how they're going to give it to the citizens, the reform package is going to be divided up, the kids graduating from college, the jobs. They're saying we're moving all of that into the 2021 package, which could take all of the effect next year. That doesn't mean the rate doesn't change now. They don't get paid. They can't borrow any more money. They've already said they can't do that, then where does it come from? Even though they borrowed money for salaries through the end of the year, what about everything else that needs to be done through the end of the year? So they're not making it plain English, black and white, so anybody can just sit down and figure it out and everybody go buy up all the dinar dong zim they can get. There's still some mystery in it. They're not going to tell the hedge funds that, yeah, we're going to do it on the 1st of October, 3 weeks before time, so they all can become trillionaires. Or we're going to do it in January, so have all your clients invest in this, or it's explode. It's not going to work like that. Yeah? They're not going to know until after we know. They're not going to tell the markets until after it's done.
I thought you had said something that they were going to let them know about 48 hours in advance, maximum, the hedge fund people.
They might stop them. No, and I said they're going to let what they are doing, they're letting the embassies know, military finance know that. They're not letting hedge funds and everybody else have that kind of advantage to go into Forex and put all these orders in until after the fact.
And I'm saying that based on a previous call many months ago that you had mentioned that. So, okay, hey,
yeah,
thanks. I appreciate the information.
Government agencies that need to know, traders, global traders, all of them, they'll know a couple hours in advance. And some of them even days to be aware this is our window. But they have to because it's their business. Forex is not one of those. Hedge fund investors, not one of those. Speculators are not going to know 2 days in advance we're going to revalue this currency. Most countries, as you see, the day before they revalue their currency, they make statements saying we are not revaluing our currency anytime soon, and they do it the next day. So yeah. We'll see.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. We need to wrap this one up.
Okay. All right, guys. I know it's a Friday. We typically don't get news on Friday. So we're still waiting. Or it'll come like it usually does after the call. But it's a good day. It's a good time. Banks are still there. They're still working for the weekend, over the weekend, looking for something by the 15th. We're still looking for something between now and the end of the month, if not by the 15th. There's no bad news. None. No bad news. None. So all we can do is sit back, wait, and know we're that much closer to it now. So if I was you, I'd do what I'm going to do. That is enjoy the rest of my day, you know, rest of my weekend, and look forward to getting paid between now and the end of the month. But I'm continuously working my plan because my plan is not to fail. And you guys should be doing the same thing. And stay ready so you don't have to get ready. All right, Ray.
Okay. Like you said, it's the weekend. So let's look forward to that. Anything happens, we'll let you know. If not, we'll be back at our regularly scheduled time on Monday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Problem, an expiration date.
long enough, that you've been struggling long enough, and I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording press. This session is no longer being recorded.